It's Grid Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. We continue to broadcast from Jupiter, Florida and Cardinal Spring Training. And we're happy to welcome on our good friend Joe Roderick, who's down here in Jupiter as well. Joe, always good to see you.
Thank you, man. It's great seeing you too, and great to be in this weather this week of all weeks.
I can now say Joe Roderick of Sports Hub STL. More on that coming up in just a moment or so. But Joe, interesting spring training for the Cardinals. The overwhelming narrative going in, or the biggest storyline coming in, was Nolan Arenado. Where was he going to be playing for? Well, turns out he's still going to be a Cardinal.
And that has made this spring training more intriguing from our standpoint. You know, for makes our jobs a lot more fun because it gives us an awful lot to talk about, gives us a lot to speculate, to kind of guess as to what opening day is going to look like. And you also get that sense, too. I don't know if you get it, but I still get that sense that at any moment he could still get traded. And I think more than ever before, we're watching other camps too. You're watching what's going on around the rest of baseball, and any little injury, any little drama at any camp, maybe like in the Red Sox camp, you're looking at that and you're going, can that affect anything here? Like in your, you know, any injury now that you see, like the Giancarlo Stanton hasn't swung a bat in what, 3 to 4 weeks, I think he said. Would the Yankees want Nolan's bat to replace that? And how would that, like, so not only are you looking at what opening day looks like for the Cardinals, you are paying, I think we're paying more attention to the rest of the other 29 camps than ever before.
It's kind of funny because the team didn't do anything in the offseason. It didn't seem like they were going to be overly interesting. Yet we get here, and they've kind of turned into an interesting group.
An interesting group, I think. A fun group, because there's so much unexpected. You look around and you look at the names and you look at who's on this team. You could look at, you know, you go 50 yards over that way to Marlins camp, and I don't know if you and I can name 8 players in that camp right now. I know I can't. But you look at this and it's like, okay, these are names that we've been familiar with for the last 5 years. These are names that we know, whether they were first round draft picks or guys that we have looked at through their, you know, when they've come up through the minor leagues and paid attention to them. And it's like, okay, to us, these aren't no names. These are guys that we've expected a lot of, and we have, you know, we've wanted to see them have this big jumping off point, become, go from prospects to starters, and now they're getting that chance. And for a lot of them too, it's kind of, okay, this is their big test, this is their big chance. Nolan Gorman, for example, he was a starter last year, he's been a starter the last couple years, but that strikeout rate is so high. And you know, all winter, we were sitting there thinking, hey, that third base job says he's going to move back to where he was drafted, where he was a first-round draft pick. He's going to be the starting third baseman for the Cardinals, and he is going to get every opportunity handed to him. Well, nope, not the case right now. As we sit here at, you know, mid-February, right now, he's still your second baseman, still a DH, and he's going to maybe rotate that job with a few other people. He might not get as many at-bats as he probably thought at this moment. But again, if he produces, if he becomes that 30 home run hitter that you think he's going to be, that'll be a lot of fun to watch. We've had 2 years of Jordan Walker now where he has gotten sent back down. He's been back and forth between here and Memphis. If he can become that guy that we saw in the minors, again, that's a real exciting player. And if those things come together, add to that the experience of a Nolan Arenado, this could be a really fun team to watch this year.
I think there's two groups of fans out there. There's fans who are all in on the idea of a reset, rebuild, whatever it might be, focus in on the future, give guys the opportunity. And then there's other people who aren't really in on that, and they want to see the team win as much as possible. When Arenado sticks around, it starts to go a little bit more towards that direction. Not that they're, you know, Gorman's still going to get his at-bats. Walker's still going to get his at-bats. There's still going to be decisions that are made that are going to impact 2026 and beyond. But winning this year all of a sudden becomes more of a thing when you have a Nolan Arenado on your team.
It just, the fans that want the full reset, what do you want that to look like? Is my big question. Do you want them to go, who, do you really want to go out there and have a team in St. Louis that loses 120 games? I mean, do you want to be the Chicago White Sox? Because right now their reset, their big offseason acquisition was Joey Gallo. Do you want that to be, or do you want the veterans in your clubhouse to be Wilson Contreras and Nolan Arenado while you're also surrounded by all of these guys that are, you know, 25 years old? You look at the roster of how old, you know, some of these players are, and there are a lot of young guys on here. There's not a whole lot that have 4 years of major league experience right now. That's a young team. So you have to fill the roster with veterans. You can't have an entire roster of 25-year-olds. Mm-hmm. You can't. So if you're going to have veterans, would you not want them to be guys that can be middle of your lineup and be guys who are successful and not just and weren't just flashing the pans that hit a baseball real far every now and then?
There is a cost to it, though. I mean, Thomas Ajayi might not make the team. You'd really like to know what you have in Thomas Ajayi. And look, injuries are going to happen. Opportunities are going to happen. We talk about all this stuff in February and March, and it always works itself out because that's how baseball is. Baseball works itself out. But on paper, based off health, a Sajacy might not make a team. A Lars Nootbaar might be forced to center field, which impacts your ability to maybe give Victor Scott that opportunity if he looks like he's got come to that point at the end of spring, things like that. So nothing's perfect, but nothing in this world is perfect, seemingly.
No, and even if you know, we could play all the scenarios if Arenado was traded, I still think that would have caused that same logjam in center field. Because even if you look at that, even if you look at Gorman to third, Donovan to second, Lars in left, it still does cause that issue in center where it's Ciani and Scott and you're trying to figure out who gets that spot. So, yeah, having one multi-time All-Star future Hall of Famer on your roster, it's going to cause problems for some of the young kids, but I still think that's a good problem to have. And in the end, I still think, you know, those guys are going to go down to Memphis. They're going to get their reps. And, yeah, exactly the way you put it. Things seem to work themselves out. Seems, you know, things always seem to happen for a reason when it comes to baseball. And when you need that roster spot, something always seems to open up right when you need it, right?
Yeah. 100%. Look, we'll see what happens with Michael McGreevy. Even looking down the line a little bit, J.J. Weatherholt's going to be this team's second baseman. So if Nolan Gorman goes out and has a 30-plus home run season and Arenado really performs well and you want to keep him around, like those are all issues for the future, but those are probably more so for the future.
Yeah, and Weatherholt, again, he was the 7th overall pick, and there is a lot of hype around him, I think more so because the Cardinals hadn't picked that high in a generation for fans. So you see the highlights, and you talk to the kid, too, and he seems to have his head on straight, and he seems to understand what his role is going to be here for that. But there when you look around baseball, Paul Skenes is a very rare type of player to where he is just going to come in here, you know, 8 months after he's drafted and be ready to go. So these guys do need to work their way up. And I would love to see Weatherholt go to Springfield and hit 350 and be forced to go to Memphis in, you know, by June. That'd be great. And then we can start talking about the hype of that if he continues to hit there. But I do think people need to pump the brakes and realize that, you know, these prospects aren't going to just run through the system, especially hitters too. They're not going to, you know, they're going to be seeing stuff even in Springfield and Memphis that they never saw in college.
Mentioned the fact you're part of a new venture. A lot of folks that people are familiar with in St. Louis area, part of it. Sports Hub STL, a lot of written content, video content, audio content. But for sports fans in St. Louis, just another chance to be able to hear, talk, and read words about your favorite teams.
It is the first all-digital network here in St. Louis. A few other markets have done this to great success. And the ability of what it's going to allow us to do as far as sports coverage in this town is something that is really, really exciting to me, because being in radio for 11, 12 years and then running Klabes Online for the last 4 to 5 years, I've seen what we are all capable of, and you see the digital side of things with Gas House Gang and what you guys are able to do every day. I think it's going to allow us to present coverage to fans that they want and that they're really going to enjoy. And as you mentioned, some of the names that we have, some of the veterans in sports, St. Louis sports, it is one heck of a cast that we have. And I think that the really fun thing is some of these young people that we are talking to, and some of these young people that you're going to hear the names of, you're going to hear their names for years to come, and you're going to look back and you're going to say, oh yeah, they were on Sports Hub STL first, and you know, 10, 20 years from now when they're making a ton of money on national TV.
Joe, it's always good to see you. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Joe Roderick. We'll take a break. We've got more coming up. It's from Jupiter, Florida, and Cardinal Spring Training. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.